Culture Shock.
It's the Ku Klux Klan, courtesy of Steel Pulse. And this podcast is all taken from the Rolling Stones magazine Top 500 Songs published in September of 2021. That is the first reggae entry. And this is a look at those top 500 from a reggae perspective. The number 460th song, a song that entered the top 500 for the first time, which has only been done three times. And critically, you could only say two, because the first one was done in 2004. There was a revised list in 2010. And then 2021 was really just the second edition. 17 years and major, major differences. As far as reggae is concerned, it basically stayed somewhat the same. A couple of entries in and out, almost the same amount of entries. Had 9 reggae songs and 5 heavily influenced by reggae directly, with a direct correlation in the 2021 edition. Now, the list is compiled by panelists of over 250 artists, writers, and industry figures. Of those, there are very few directly related to reggae. The first name recognized in the alphabetical order list is the man who signed most of the reggae artists in the last 30 years to a major label deal, Mr. Craig Kalman of Atlantic Records. He's the only industry person that we recognize, not one journalist. Kool & Dre were producers, but they mainly did dance hall, and we only have one dance hall entry. And then there's Tash Sultana, the artist whose bio says she does reggae, but anything that she does reggae is very light. So it's an interesting list, and we're going to look at it from a reggae perspective, and it's the focus on reggae music. Now, as we said, our only dance hall track, it's our second entry into the top 500. It comes in at number 454. Been sampled by just about everybody from Lauryn Hill to Kanye West. It's Sister Nancy's biggest song and still one of the biggest songs in reggae music. It's called Bom Bom. As we look at a reggae perspective of Rolling Stone's top 500 songs of 2021. And I'll tell you, Rolling Stone is definitely one of the top music journals in the world.
The thing called a bomb bomb. The people with the arms of Jamaican. Little different style, different fashion. You know? Tell me, say one thing Nancy can understand. One thing Nancy can understand. One me, them a talk about me ambition. Say one me, who them a talk about me ambition. Come and say some of them a ask me where me get it from. Tell some of them a ask me where me get it from. I told them no, no, it's from creation. I told them no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo.
It's Lanso on your radio. Your weekly podcast, courtesy of Culture Shock Music, is called Shockwave. Always analyzing the music and always trying to bring you new music. This week, it is a look back over Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 songs for 2021, and it's a reggae perspective. A dancehall classic coming in at 454 as we count down the top reggae songs of the top 500 songs of the year 2021. We do got to talk about 381. It's The Slits, a track called Typical Girls. It has paved the way for punk and reggae, and it is something that helped breed and elevate reggae music in the UK in the 1970s. Guitarist Veeb Albertine was a boyfriend at the time of Mr. Mick Jones of The Clash, who we'll hear from a little later. They came in at 381, The Slits, Typical Girls. Now, at number 363, it is the first of four of his songs and the only reggae artist to have more than one in the charts. And of course, it was aimed at the Black American radio. It's the only song to make the Billboard dance chart. And it also happened to be that they were touring with the Commodores at the time and helped to get that song into the charts. In 2004, it was 350, dropping about 13 places. This is Bob Marley and the Wailers with Could You Be Loved on Shockwave. Mr. Jimmy Cliff and his only entry in the top 500 songs of 2020 according to, or 2021 according to the Rolling Stone magazine. And we're looking at it from a reggae perspective. Title track to the soundtrack of the movie that he starred and played in, The Harder They Come, one of the cult favorite reggae movies of all time, helped break reggae music in the U.S. I remember as a kid going to the movie theater at our little local theater and watching this with subtitles. I loved it. I think I watched it like 10 times. It was great. Jimmy Cliff, The Harder They Come, coming in at number 361 from 1972. Whoa, boy, what a great tune. All right, as we continue with our look from a reggae perspective of Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 songs of 2021, we look at a song at number 359. That's three songs, only two numbers apart, 359, 361, 363. Interesting. This song is a cover of Roberta Flack's song that also was one of four songs to come in twice. The original came in at 273, and it is one of those songs to make the 500 list twice. This time it's used as it's using a one-drop reggae bass line. This is the song that turned Lauryn Hill into an icon, and they're celebrating their 25th anniversary in the year 2021 of the score. They have actually reunited and getting back together. Praz, Wyclef Jean, Lauryn Hill are going to tour in support of that album, 25-year anniversary. And this is one of their biggest songs and definitely a big influence because it had that reggae backdrop. Killing Me Softly with his song on Shockwave.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Yo. This is Wyclef Refuge. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this roast, I got my girl L. One time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Softly with his song.
my man Little Bass. Jerry,
see,
one time.
Here. We got warming up in here.
This is how we
outsiders up in here. We
refugee
got Valor up in here. Mulaney's up in here.
Yeah.
We got Valor.
Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need to.
It's your weekly podcast called Shockwave, all courtesy of Culture Shock. My name is Lance. So, of course, this week we are looking back at the top 500 songs according to Rolling Stone magazine in the year 2021, and we're doing it from a reggae perspective. That is the number 340 song for the year. It was 437 in 2004, and the band has five songs in the top 500, and only five other artists have that accolade. That is The Clash with White Man and Hammersmith Palace, a song not only highly influenced by reggae sonically, it was inspired by an all-reggae night party in London. In fact, it was a show, a dance hall sound system show, with the likes of Dillinger, Leroy Smart, and Delroy Wilson. And you hear them talking about it in the song. How great is that? Something I learned just from doing my homework on this song. And thanks to Rolling Stone. Because that's not only one song I learned more about in the reggae world. There is a big song a little later on at number 186 that we're going to tell you about was directly influenced. And we're going to show you the comparison and prove to you that it was directly influenced by a great reggae song. At number 329, it is one of the only songs from 2020 in the charts. It's from Mr. Bad Bunny, and it's Safareya. Now, the significance of this song is reggae drummer and producer Sly Dunbar was on this track, helped produce it. It's the highest entry for a song from 2020, and it was number 453 in 2004. That is our 278th song. Makes a big jump, almost about 125 places. Toots and the Maytals with their classic, a part of the film soundtrack that we heard from earlier, The Harder They Come. It's that gospel with that rock steady sound, that old reggae sound, Mr. Toots and the Maytals with a classic, also covered by one of my favorite bands in the world, The Specials. This is called Pressure Drop on Shockwave.
Pressure, 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 p
the only dub track in the top 500 of Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 for 2021. Augustus Pablo, King Tubby, meets a Uptown Rockers. It's actually a dub version of Mr. Jacob Miller. And of course, that is probably the most famous dub track in the world. And that can only help me think of Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, who is one of the innovators and creators and the trendsetters to do it. And one of the best there, Mr. King Tubby's. And all that echo and reverb. And then, of course, Augustus Pablo's Melodica. Boy, I tell you. Number 266, done in 1974. 1973 was the year that number 260 came in. It is The Wailers with Get Up, Stand Up, written by Peter Tosh and Bob Marley. And that is only his second song in the top 500. He does have four. So far, we've had a dub track. We've had a dancehall classic. We've had one from Steel Pulse, two from Bob Marley, two from a soundtrack, one from Jimmy Cliff, one from Toots and the Maytals. We heard a heavily influenced song from The Clash and The Fugees. And right now, we're going into another big song, highly influenced, directly influenced by reggae music. And it is basically copied it note for note from the original 1964 reggae instrumental from the Harry J. All-Stars that reached the charts in the UK called The Liquidator. This is a track called I'll Take You There from the Staple Singers. And we're going to show you, we're going to play a piece of the Staple Singers, then we'll play a piece of the Harry J. All-Stars just so you can hear the correlation, and then we'll let them both play. On this week's edition of Shockwave, your weekly podcast, all courtesy of Culture Shock, and I'm Lanzo on your radio. Always a pleasure. You can find it all at cultureshock.com. If you go to /blog, you can find all our podcasts, which is also partly an extension of our blog, which is there every week as well, and weekly reggae and surf news. Check it out only at Culture Shock.
No, liar.
Mr. Harry J and the All-Stars with the Liquidator on this week's edition of Shockwave. We are looking back and analyzing from a reggae perspective the top 500 songs of 2021 according to Rolling Stone magazine, but we're doing it from a reggae perspective. And that is a song that directly influenced our number 186 song that came out in 1972. The Staple Singers, I'll Take You There. And of course, it's been copied note for note. Lord have mercy. The original, Harry J. All-Stars Liquidator, came out in 1969. And now we move on to his third song in the top 500 for 2021. Could be none other than Mr. Robert Nesta Marley and his Wailing Wailers, Peter Tosh, Bunny Wailer. But they weren't around in 1975 for this song. This was one of the last songs they probably recorded with Bob as a group. They both Peter and Bunny went solo 1974, 1975, putting out their debut solo albums. Well, this song was number 37 in 2004. So this song dropped 103 positions. It's the greatest example of a live version outdoing its studio recording, which is rare to do. It's one of those songs that just came across a whole lot better. It was a live recording at London's Elysium, and it was done in July of 1975 and that performance was one of Bob Marley's top. It's the live version of No Woman, No Cry on this week's edition of Shockwave, a weekly podcast all produced by Culture Shock Music and hosted by yours truly, Lanso, on the radio or wherever you may be listening. Hope you're enjoying our kind of perspective from a reggae point of view on the top 500 songs according to Rolling Stone magazine. One of the few songs in the world where the live version is more popular than the studio recording. No Woman, No Cry, 1975, the month of July at Lyceum Hall in London, England. One of the greatest live versions of all time. And good stuff. Coming in at 140 in 1975. And it was at number 37 in 2004. Before we bring you the, I guess you would call it the top song in the top 500 of Rolling Stone's top 500 songs for 2021, this will be the top reggae song. We want to let you know that the music of the 1970s had the most entries of any decade, and it was definitely reinforced and showcased here by reggae music because most of the entries were from the 1970s. We only had the one that wasn't officially from the 70s, but it wasn't even on the charts. It was that last song we heard, The Liquidator, but pretty much everything else There was a Bob Marley tune, Could You Be Love, was 1980, but actually recorded in 1979. So that's about the only one. The rest of them were pretty much the 1970s. And, of course, Bomb Bomb, the only dancehall tune, was in the 80s. But the rest of the music, 1970s, baby, for reggae music. A couple other quick notes we want to make. I Shot the Sheriff dropped off. It was number 450 in 2004, and it was inspired by the Impressions song Keep On Pushing. Jimmy Cliff had another entry in 2004 called Many Rivers to Cross, a great song. So just to let you know, 2004 had 7 reggae songs, 2021 had 8, 5 songs that were heavily influenced by reggae, which in 2004 they didn't quite have so many. So lastly, we'll tell you about the top song was number 66 in 2004, so it jumped up over 20 spots at number 42, and it was from the Uprising album, the last song on his last album, studio album, and it was inspired by Marcus Garvey's speech, The Work That Has Been Done. And of course, this is the reggae version of the top 500 songs of 2021, according to an article published in September of 2021 by Rolling Stone magazine, who take over 250 people from the music industry, artists, journalists, producers, record label people, basically people that have any kind of major influence. And there was some big changes. Over half the songs were all brand new entries. And obviously a little bit newer music, because it was basically 17 years between the two main top 500 song lists. There was a revised version in 2010 of the 2004 edition. But the number 47 second song was a lot of people's favorite song from Bob Marley, called Redemption Song. I'm Lanzo on your radio for this week's edition of Shockwave, our weekly podcast, all courtesy of Culture Shock Music. I do always hope you enjoy the program. It's always a pleasure to bring it to you. Send us some feedback or any suggestions. We're always open. God bless.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.